It's Sechtes Menachos, Daf Tzadik Hei, 7 lines from the top of Daf Tzadik Hei Amud Aleph, and the Pesukim in Parshas Bamidbar teach us about the Degolim. In Perek Beis, after the Torah speaks about Machne Yehuda and Machne Ruvain, the Torah speaks about the Machne Halevim, the Torah then continues to discuss the Machne Ephraim as well as Machne Dan. Pasuk Yud Zayin tells us, V'nosa il moed Machne Halevim v'secha Machnois kashi yachinu kein yiso ish al yodel digleim. In Perek Dalel, the Pesukim described to us the avodah b'nei kos when the yidden were traveling, and as the pasuk states, zayz avodahs b'nei kos ba'il moed kodesh hakadoshim. Pasuk zayin states, v'al shulchan haponim yifrisu beged chiles v'nosnu olav v'sakaris v'sakapois v'samenakios v'skseis hanosach v'lechem atomid olav yia, and the lechem haponim remained on the shulchan while Klai Yisrael traveled in the midbar. Our Gemara now begins and asks, yibayluhu lechem haponim nifsul b'masois ayina nifsul b'masois, that since prior to traveling in the midbar they took down the entire Mishkan and they removed all the klayim around the Mishkan. Possibly the Lechem HaPanim should become pasul, as it would be pasul based on Yotzei, as the Lechem HaPanim are no longer within the klayim of the Mishkan. And right now, in Habmin of the Gemara feels that there was a machlikas between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shulman Levi. As the Gemara states, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shulman Levi, Chad Oma Nifsal, Vachad Oma Ina Nifsal, and one of them hold that the Lechem HaPanim would be pasul, and one hold that the Lechem HaPanim did not become pasul. And at this point of the Gemara feels that it wouldn't make a difference if the Lechem HaPanim was still on the Shulchan, or if the Lechem HaPanim was removed from the Shulchan. This machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shulman Levi would always apply. Ayin and Mefarshim would discuss that according to the Man Omer that holds that the Lechem HaPanim would be pasul, so why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell us that the Lechem HaPanim have to remain on the Shulchan while Klai Yisrael was traveling through the Midbar, if the Lechem HaPanim would in any case become pasul? And let's keep in mind that in the Maskonis HaGemara, the Gemara will teach us that there is actually no machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shulman Levi, and one of them was discussing a case where the Lechem HaPanim was still on the Shulchan, and therefore the Lechem HaPanim does not become pasul, and the other man, the Amma, is discussing a case where the Lechem HaPanim was removed from the Shulchan, and therefore would become pasul. However, at this point, the Gemara feels there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shulman Levi, and our Gemara now continues to explain the basis for the machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shulman Levi, and as the Gemara continues, man, the Amma, nifsal, the chsiv, kashiachnu, keniso, according to the man, Omar, that the Lechem HaPanim would become pasul, that's based on the pasuk and passage by Midbar that states kashi yachnu kein yiso, and he learns out ma'abach niyase nifsal b'yetze apin siyase nifsal b'yetze, that just like when they were encamped, if the Lechem HaPanim would go out of the mechitzais and would go out of the azara, so the Lechem HaPanim would become pasul, as Rashi brings down b'chniyase nifsal b'yetze m'yetze chutzal klayim k'dechsev, and as the pasuk and passage Amr states v'hisla aron levana v'achlu b'makom kadosh, therefore the same would apply while they are traveling, and since prior to traveling they took down the mechitzas of the Mishkan, therefore the Lechem HaPanim became pasul. However, Manda Omer Ina Nifsal, and according to the Manda Omer, the Lechem HaPanim did not become pasul. The Chsiv, and this is based on a pasuk in Parshas Bamidbar that stated, "V'Lechem HaTamid Alaviya," that the Lechem HaTamid should always be on the Shulchan, and we see that even when he traveled, it was still called the Lechem HaTamid, and it was not Nifsal B'Yotzei, and it still retained its Kedusha, and some agrees in Rashi, Afilu B'Shas Mas. However, the Gemara is bothered. According to the man the Omer that holds that the Lechem HaPanim did not become pasul, but the Maisa the pasuk stated kashiyachnu kein yiso, and l'chir we had a hekesh between the traveling of Klai Yisrael and the encampment of Klai Yisrael. And the Gemara explains l'idach kisa, and he actually explains that that hekesh supports his shita, as he learns as follows: ma b'chniyasa k'liyotzim m'kaimel le'musal afim siyasa. That just like when they're encamped, if the Lechem HaPanim did not leave its mechitzais, and during its encampment, proper placement of the Lechem HaPanim was in the Mishkan and behind the Klayim, the Lechem HaPanim become pasul if it is taken outside of the Klayim. So the same will apply while Klai Yisrael is traveling, that the Lechem HaPanim would only become pasul if it left its proper place, and while it's traveling, its proper placement is on the Shulchan, as the Torah tells us, V'lechem HaTamid Olaviya. However, the Gemara now continues and is bothered. How could it be that there's a man the Omer that holds that the Lechem HaPanim would become pasul if the Torah specifically tells us V'lechem HaTamid Olaviya? Based on this question, so the Gemara now explains the machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shulman Levi a bit differently. And as the Gemara continues, Eloki Yasu Rav Dimi Omer, and Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he explains B'mesuda de Kuliam Loi Pligi, and certainly since the pasuk tells us V'lechem HaTamid Olaviya, then certainly if the Lechem HaPanim is on the Shulchan while they're traveling, and certainly the psul yotzi did not apply, and the lechem aponim would not become pasul. Elo ki pligi b'mesulok, and where is the machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rishum Alevi is only if the lechem aponim was taken off of the shulchan, and as Rashi explains, that certainly this machlekes would be in a case where they did so be'isser, and they removed the lechem aponim from the shulchan while they were traveling be'isser, as it wasn't yet Shabbos. However, Rashi explains that even in a case where they removed the lechem aponim from the shulchan beheter, for example, where it was Shabbos, and on Shabbos they removed the lechem aponim, and they replaced the lechem aponim with new lechem aponim, and they were not yet traveling, and then prior to the kohanim having the opportunity to eat lechem aponim, Klal Yisrael was told to begin traveling, and they took down the Mishkan. So in this case, it would be a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shmuel Halevi if the psul yotzi would apply to lechem aponim. And as the Gemara explains, Manda Amen Nifsel Dechsev Kashiachdu Ken Yisrael Mabich Niyase Nifsel Biyotzi Apen Siyase Mifsel Biyotzi. The Manda Amen that holds that the lechem aponim becomes pasul is based on the pasul that stated Kashiachdu Ken Yisrael. And we learn now, just like when Klal Yisrael was encamped, there would be a psul yotzi. The same would apply to lechem aponim that is not on the shulchan at the time that they took down the klayim of the Mishkan, and the lechem aponim would therefore become pasul. However, the Manda Amen holds that even in the case of lechem aponim is no longer on the shulchan, that the psul yotzi would not apply, and the lechem aponim would still be kosher, and the kohanim could still eat the lechem aponim that is based on the pasuk and pasuk b'midbar stated v'nasa oil mayid, that when the oil mayid travels, and l'maisa we know that while Klal Yisrael was traveling, the oil mayid was taken down. Even so, we see the Torah calls it the oil mayid. Therefore, we learn that when Klal Yisrael traveled and the oil mayid was taken down, and since at this point the Levim actually were carrying the oil mayid, so the entire Machton Levia now have the din of the oil mayid. Therefore, the lechem aponim would not become pasul b'yotzei and would not become pasul. Keep in mind that certainly, even according to Smad Omar, if the lechem aponim was actually removed from Machton Levia and while they were traveling it went into Machton Yisrael, then certainly the psul yotzei would still apply. And the Gemara now continues and asks a similar question that the previous Gemara asked, as ve'idach nami yaksiv kashiyachdu kein yisoh, that according to the Manda Amar hold the lechem aponim did not become pasul. L'maisa, based on the hekesh of kashiyachnu kini so l'chiru, we should have a hekesh that ma'abich niyase nifsel b'yotzei af b'nisiyase mifsel b'yotzei. And the Gemara answers l'idach kisa, according to the Manda Amar, the lechem aponim does not become pasul. He learns that pum fakert, that this pasuk is actually a riot to his side, as he learns the hekesh as follows, that ma'abich niyase ki loy mapik le loy mifsel, therefore af b'nisiyase ki loy mapik le loy mifsel. And just like when they were encamped, if they did not remove the lechem aponim from the oil mayid, the lechem aponim would not become pasul. So the same would apply when they were traveling, and as long as they did not remove the lechem aponim from Machton Levia, the lechem aponim would not become pasul. However, the Gemara is still bothered v'idach nami. However, according to the Manda Amar hold that the lechem aponim would actually become pasul. Haksiv v'nasa oil mayid, the pasuk clearly teaches us that af pishin nasa oil mayidu, that even when the oil mayid traveled, it was still called the oil mayid. If so, as long as the lechem aponim remained in Machton Levia, l'chur the psul yotzei should not apply. The Gemara answers, "Hulud golam udasa." This man da amar will hold that the psul yotzei does apply. He will explain that this pasuk is not coming to teach us that the oil mayid is still called the oil mayid, but just coming to teach us that when they traveled, they would travel in the same formation as when they were encamped, and Machton Levia would be in the center of Klal Yisrael. And according to the man da amar, that they traveled in a straight line, so it would be Machton Yehuda and then Machton Reuven and then Machton Leviim and finally Machton Ephraim and Machton Dan. According to the Manda Amar, that they traveled in the same way that they encamped, so Machton Yehuda, Machton Reuven, Machton Ephraim, and Machton Dan would encircle Machton Levia, and the Machton Levia would be in the center. And the Gemara continues, V'idach, and according to the Manda Amar, that lechem aponim would not become pasul. And he learns the pasuk of Nasa El Moed, the Afapish Nasa El Moedu. How does he know the order of the golem when they would travel? And the Gemara explains, V'machton Leviim b'techa machton isnafka. This Manda Amar holds that the pasuk stated V'nasa Machton Leviim b'secha machnais kashiyachnu kin yiso, we would have already known that Machton Leviim was right between the machnais and traveled in the center, and the Torah did not have to say v'nasa el mayid. Therefore, he learns both of these dinims from the same pasuk. The Gemara now continues, Meisvei, that'll ask a question on this explanation of the machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shmuel Halevi. How could Rav Dimi explain that there would be a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shmuel Halevi in a case where they removed the lechem aponim from the shulchan? If we learned in the Braisa that b'shas tzilik masayis kachim mifsalim b'yotzei v'zavin mitzurayim mishtalchim chutzul mechitzasan, at the time that Klal Yisrael started traveling, all kachim Anshei Kochim that were around that had to stay within the Azara became possible. As Lemaisa, they removed the Kloyim, and therefore all Kochi Kochim became possible B'yotzei. And the Braisa also tells us, even though they removed the Kloyim, and therefore the Machna Shechina was no longer around, however, the Din of Machna Levia, Machna Yisrael, still applied. And since Azov cannot remain in Machna Levia, even while traveling, Azov would not be able to remain in Machna Levia. And since the Mitzvah was sent out of all Machnais and sent out of Machna Shechina, Machna Levia, Machna Yisrael, therefore, while they were traveling, the Mitzrayim had to follow behind all the Machnais and could not enter into Machna Yisrael. Based on this Braisa, so the Gemara is bothered, asked the explanation of Rav Dimi. How could Rav Dimi explain this amount of Omer that would hold that the Lechem HaPanim would not become possible B'yotzei, as the Pasuk states, V'nasa El Moed, Afal Pishin Nasa El Moed, who the Braisa explicitly tells us, B'shasi Lech Masayis, Kachim Nef Solom B'yotzei. Therefore, we see that once we remove the Kloyim and Klai Yisrael starts preparing to travel, that the Psul Yotzei would apply. And Lechayu, just like this Psul applies to Kachim, this Psul also applies to Lechem HaPanim. And as the Gemara states, My Lav Afilu Lechem HaPanim. However, the Gemara answers, Loi Bar Min Lechem HaPanim, that in a Chinami, although this Braisa teaches us that Kachim would become possible Yotzei, however, the Psul Yotzei would not apply to Lechem HaPanim. However, the Gemara is still bothered, as Manushach, Iyo Moyo Dafkahu Afilu Kachim Nami, that if when the Torah states Loshan El Moyed, the Torah is teaching us, Afil Pishin Nasa El Moyed Hu, so the same din should apply, B'negei Kachim, just like the Lechem HaPanim would not become possible B'yotzei, so Kachim should not become possible B'yotzei either. Iyo El Moyed Lav Dafkahu Afilu Lechem HaPanim Nami, and if you will say that when the Torah states Loshan El Moyed, does not mean that when Klai Yisrael traveled, that since the pieces of the El Moyed were within the Machna Levia, therefore it still had the Shem of El Moyed, the Pasuk is just telling us the order of the Degolim. That's why the Braisa taught us, once they broke down the claim of the Mishkan, and Kachim become possible Yotzei, the Lechayu, the same should apply to Lechem HaPanim, and the Psul Yotzei should apply to Lechem HaPanim. And finally, because of this question, so the Gemara explains, Elokiyasi Ravin Omar, and when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he explained, there is no machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shulam Levi, as Ma Omar B'Mesudu, Ma Omar B'Mesulik, V'loi Pligi. As when the man of Omar stated, even while traveling, the Lechem HaPanim did not become possible Yotzei, that is talking about a specific scenario, the Lechem HaPanim was still on the Shulchan, and the Pasuk tells us, V'lechem HaTamid Olavia, and therefore the Psul Yotzei does not apply. And when the man of Omar taught us that the Lechem HaPanim would become possible Yotzei, he is specifically talking about a scenario where the Lechem HaPanim was removed from the Shulchan. We learn, Kashi Yachnu Kein Yiso, Ma B'chniyasi Nifsil B'yotzei, Afin Siyasa Mifsil B'yotzei. Lefi Ravin, both of these man of Omar agree that when the Pasuk states, V'nasa El Moed, the Pasuk is not telling us that Afin Pishin Nasa El Moed, and the Pasuk is just coming to teach us the order of the Degolim. That's why the Braisa teaches us, B'shashi Lech Masayis, Kachim Nif Solom B'yotzei, once they removed the Kloyim, so the El Moed was no longer considered the El Moed. Therefore, certainly all agree that all Kachim Kachim became possible B'yotzei. As Rabbeinu Gershom states, V'ha Braisa, the Umbra, the Kachim Nif Solom, the Mashma, Afilu Lechem, Nami, B'mesul Kamar, this same Psul Yotzei would apply to the Lechem HaPanim that was removed from the Shulchan. The Gemara now continues, Om HaBayash, Mami No, Yeshi Lech Masayis B'laigla, since the Braisa just taught us, B'shashi Lech Masayis, Kachim Nif Solom B'yotzei, and we could bring a raya that if Klai Yisrael was told to begin traveling during the night, then they would immediately start traveling and wouldn't wait till the morning. And as Rashi states, Shem Hoya Nala Onim B'laigla, Hoya Noisim Yad, V'loi Hoya Mamtina Nala Biker, Abaya continues to explain his raya, as the Isak Adaitach Ein Silk Masayis B'laigla, Eimus Madli L'Safra, My Irium Shem Yotzei, typically the Isilei Belina, if we would hold that Klai Yisrael would not begin their travels at night, the only time that Klai Yisrael started breaking down the Mishkan and started traveling was only right in the morning, and if so, certainly on that day did not bring Kabanais. The only Kachim that was around was Kachim that was already brought yesterday, since it was already a day and night, therefore the Psalina would apply to that Kachim. Why would the Braisa state that the reason why a Kachim would become Pasol is based on a Psal Yotzei, if it already became Pasol based on a Psalina? And in the Baran Tesis, who points out, Tema, Dilma Nafkabina, Hecha Denasu B'emsayayim, the Kachim Shinishku Ayayim, Nifsal Mishim Yotzei, V'loy Mishim Lina. And in Tesis, who brings two explanations, as number one, Veneer Lefarish, the Koya Plukta Rabbi Echir Rabbi Shuvan Levi, the Ayur Belechem HaPanim, Maskinon and Amaskonon was, the Mesulik Nifsal B'masayis, that all agree that once the Lechem HaPanim was removed from the Shulchan, then certainly became Pasol while it was traveling, V'akoch B'Shabbos Le'yay Nisin, certainly on Shabbos, Klai Yisrael did not travel, as even if we hold that Chumin are not the Raisa, Le'yay Yichon Lisa Mishum Issa Yitzah, V'esim Mechamar, and L'hochi Dayit, the Ein Tzilik Masayis B'layla, Tifsal lechem belina, the lechem apanim would become pasul belina. There would never be a reason to teach us that the pasul lechem apanim based on a pasul yotzei, and then Taisa states the avri aminon b'shum pam lo yinosin eloi b'tchilas hayayim oi b'tchilas haylegla hamitzil lemeimah daik mi b'risa shapir ayin sham. Our Gemara now continues that why did Abayi have to bring a riot to this yisoid from this b'risa? But lechay pshita, isn't the pasuk at the beginning of Pashat B'shalach states v'ashem hayoch lefneim yoyimam ba'amad onan lechayis maderach v'laylu ba'amad eish lahar lehem lelechas yoyim v'laylu? Clearly it traveled during the day and at night, as the Gemara states lelechas yoyim v'laylu ksiv, and the Gemara answers ma'arot him ahani mila hechad ha'okubi mama aval hechad ha'okubi mama b'leylu le'matzi akri kamash b'lon. Certainly from that pasuk we see that Klai Yisrael traveled at night, but one would have thought that the only time that they would continue to travel at night is if they began traveling during the day, and as the pasuk states lechas yoyimam first and then laila. However, possibly if they did not start traveling during the day, then they would not begin their travels at night, and therefore Abayah brings a raya from the Braisa that they would even start traveling at night. Before we continue with the next Gemara, let us point out that the Shita Mekubetzes is bothered that how could Rashi tell us that the case of Mesulik was Shesulku b'Shabbos v'sodru acha v'lo yispiku lecha isamat shenasu, the Kohen did not yet have the time to eat the lechem upon him. But Maisa, as we pointed out from Taisis, that certainly Klai Yisrael could not travel during the day of Shabbos, therefore the Kohanim had time on Shabbos to eat the lechem upon him. Zok the Shita v'shem yishleima kagoyin she'oise Shabbos ha'yem kippurim she'lechem upon him nechal er b'matzei Shabbos, that potentially we're talking about a specific case where that Shabbos was also Yom Kippur, and therefore they could not eat the lechem upon him in Yom Kippur, and they would only be able to start eating the lechem upon him during the night after Yom Kippur. V'lei speaku lechle sam at shenasu v'yeh siluk maseis b'layla k'demucha chabaya, as we just saw. Also, Ayin Neshita, when the Gemara pointed out that the pasuk states v'nasa el-moyed, and we learned afa pishin nasa el-moyedu and zok the shita the machna levia ikri el-moyed b'shas masa d'chsiv v'nasa el-moyed machna levim alma d'kori el-moyed l'fisha el-moyed b'teichai. Finally, Ayin the second tesis on the omid diba maschal ma'a omid b'mesuda u'ma'a omid b'mesulik v'loy pligi that maskon l'shmaitiv v'loy amin afa pishin nasa el-moyedu, that all agreed that we not learn this din of afa pishin nasa el-moyedu. Ayin Shom, where he discusses that there are places in Shas where it would seem that the Gemara does learn this drasha, Ayin Shom. Gemara now continues to discuss the Braisa, as the Braisa taught us two dinim. Number one, B'shas Tiluk Masais, Kachim Nifsolim B'Yetzei, and number two, that Zovin Mitzrayim Ishtalchen Chutzal B'Chitzasan. The Gemara now asks, how can you say that the Zovin Mitzrayim had to leave their Mechitzais and had to go out of Machta Leviyah and Machta Yisrael respectively? Braisa teaches us, Huglu HaPureichais, Hutru HaZovin V'Mitzrayim L'Kanes L'Sham. Once the claim around the Mishkan was removed for the Mishkan and they were ready to travel, then the Zovin and Mitzrayim were able to come into that area, and certainly if they were able to come into that area, then certainly they were able to come into Machta Leviyah and Machta Yisrael. The Gemara answers, Om Rav Ashi Loi Kasha HaRab Lezer HaRabbanon. Rav Ashi responds that Inech Hanami Diz Machlekes Tanoim, and when the Braisa taught us V'Zovin and Mitzrayim Mishtalchel Chutzal B'Chitzasan, that is going according to the Shita Rabbanon, while this Braisa that taught us that Hugel HaPureches Hutra Zovin from certainly Kanes L'Sham, that is going according to Shita Rabbi Lezer. Rav Ashi now continues to bring the Shita Rabbi Lezer. Tanya, and as we learn to the Braisa, and we continue our Daf Tzadik Hayom Beis, and Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Yochel Dochku Zavim Mitzrayim V'nichnusu L'Azara B'Pesach Abba B'Tumma Yochel Yu Chayovin Tamil Leim V'Yishalchum Min Amachna Kol Tzuruah V'Chol Zav V'Chol Tomil L'Nefesh. And we learn now, B'Shosh Shetmei Mesa Mishtachin Zavim Mitzrayim Mishtachin Ein Tmei Mesa Mishtachin Ein Zavim Mitzrayim Mishtachin. And as we know, if Rav Klai Yisrael is Tamei Mes, then they were able to bring the Korban Pesach even while they were Tamei. Rabbi Lezer teaches us that even though certainly the only heta to bring Korbanos while someone was Tamei was only for Tamei Mesim and not for someone that was Tamei as a Zav or Tamei as a Metzera, however, Zok Rabbi Lezer, that even though generally if a Zav and Metzera would come into that Zara, they'd be Chayiv Kareis, but if a Zav and Metzera would come into that Zara while they're bringing the Korban Pesach B'tumah, then they would not be Chayiv Kareis. His Mekareis from the Pasuk in Pashas Nasai that it compares the Zav and Metzera to a Tamei Nefesh, as the Pasuk states, Savas B'nei Yisrael V'yishachu Min HaMachne Kol Tzuruah V'chol Zav V'chol Tamei L'Nefesh. Therefore, Zok Rabbi Lezer, that the Chayiv Kareis for a Zav and Metzera that comes into that Zara is only at the same time that would be also for Tamei Meis to come into that Zara, since when the Korban Pesach is being brought B'tumah, there is no Issa for Tamei Meis to come into that Zara. Therefore, even if a Zav and Metzera would come into that Zara, it would not be Chayiv Kareis. And therefore, as Rashi explains, that just like we find Rabbi Lezer's Mekel, B'negei Korban Pesach that's being brought B'tumah, so the same would apply where Klai Yisrael was traveling, the din of Machna Shechina no longer applies, and the issur for Tmei Mesim to come into the area where the Olam Moed was does not apply, since the Parechus was already rolled up. As Rashi explains, the Tmei Mes in the Osel Abazor Bavad, the Achshav Shkirul Gula Parechus in Mechitzel Tmei Mesim Shtelech, the Tmei Mes mutterly connors by Machna Levia. As we know, the Pasuk at the beginning of Pasuk B'Shal tells us, Vayikach Moshe is Asim Seyesiv Imoi, and we learn, Imoi B'Mechitzasai, that the Asim Seyesiv was in Machna Levia, Uchadam B'Psachim, Uvachle Connors to Machna Shchina, Hainu Azora, and just like we find that the only Issa for Mace is only in Machna Shchina and not in Machna Levia, so the same would apply to someone that's Tamei Mace, and he would only be Asa to go into Machna Shchina and not into Machna Levia. Therefore, Zakra Vashi, that when the Brisa taught us, Hugul Aprechus, Hutra Azorim, certainly Connors Lisham, that is going according to Shitra Abelezer. When the previous Brisa taught us, Zavim Mitzrayim, Mishtach, and Chutzal Bichitzasan, that is going according to Shitra Rabbanon, and Ayin Mepharshim that discuss that even though it's true, Rabbi Elazar holds that b'diavad, if a Zavim Mitzrayim goes into Machna Shechina while they're bringing the Karm Pesach B'tumah, that they would not be Chayav Kares, but certainly he holds that it would be also for them to do so, L'chatchila, and if so, how could our Gemara bring a Raya? Rabbi Elazar would also hold that once it was Hugul HaPurechais, that was Hutra Zavim Mitzrayim, L'konis Hisham, Ayin Sham. We continue with the new Mishnah, and the Mishnah brings down three different shitais as to where they would actually prepare the shtei alechem and lechem apanim. And our Mishnah begins that the Tanakhama holds achas shtei alechem v'achas lechem apanim lishasim v'arichasim v'chutz v'afiyasim b'fnim, that the kneading and the forming of the shtei alechem and the lechem apanim would be done outside Azara. All the baking of the shtei alechem and lechem apanim had to be done inside Azara. And the Mishnah also teaches us that the baking of the shtei alechem and lechem apanim would not be deichas Shabbos based on the Gemara. And as we will see in the second to bottom tesis, that it's possible that these words of Ein Deichas Shabbos is actually another Manda Omar, and the Tanakhama would actually be chiluk on this din. The Tanakhama would actually hold that the baking of the Shei Lechem and Lechem Apanim would be Deichas Shabbos. Mishnah continues with the second Shita, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol Maaseh Mifnim, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that not only was the Afiyah of the Lechem Apanim and the Shei Lechem done inside the Azara, but the kneading and forming of the Shei Lechem and Lechem Apanim was also done inside the Azara. And the Mishnah continues with the third Shita, Rabbi Shimon Omer Olam HaVeragel Omer Shei Lechem and Lechem Apanim Ksheiris Bazar Ksheiris BeBeis Pagi, that one should always say that the Shtei Lechem and Lechem HaPanim are not only kosher to be baked and to be formed in Azara, the kneading and forming, as well as the baking of the Shtei Lechem and Lechem HaPanim, are also able to be done outside Azara. And as Rashi states, Ksheiris BeBeis Pagi, and Rashi explains that Beis Pagi refers to the entire Yishlayim, as the Kasava, as Rav Shimon holds, Afiyasin Nami B'chutz. The Gemara now begins and discusses the Shita of the Tanakhama, as the Tanakhama stated, Achas Shtei Lechem v'Achas Lechem HaPanim, Lishasim v'Arichasim b'chutz v'Afiyasim b'fnim. And the Gemara now asks the Stira, as Hagufa Kasha, Amrit Lishasim v'Arichasim b'chutz, Alma Midas Yavish Leinishkacha. And then we stated, v'Afiyasim b'fnim, Alma Midas Yavish Nishkacha. The Gemara is bothered that by the fact that we stated that the kneading and forming of the Shtei Lechem and Lechem HaPanim can be done outside of Azara, it must be that when they measured the flour for the Lechem HaPanim and for the Shtei Lechem, placed that flour into the kli, that the measuring cup that was used for dry measures, not considered kli shares, was not mekadesh to flour, and therefore the dough could still remain outside Azara, and it would not be a psul yotzei. However, the Tanakhama then taught us the baking of the Shtei Lechem and the Lechem HaPanim had to be done inside Azara, and therefore it would be mashma that the oven, which is considered a midas yavesh, is actually mekadesh lechem, and therefore one could not bake the bread outside Azara. Certainly the bread becomes kadosh, there would be a psul yotzei. There seems to be a stira in the words of the Tanakhama. The Gemara continues, Amrabba and Samagiris, Amrabba, Huksha Adam Kasha Shu Kasha Kabazal, that this question was even difficult to answer. A person who is hard as iron, Manu Rav Sheshes, and who does this refer to? It refers to Rav Sheshes, and as Rashi explains, Adam Kasha, Chacham Mechuda Lechati Chalacha Kabazal, and Ayin Tesis Shu Kasha Kabazal, Shvachu Talmid Chacham K'tam Perakam Tainis, Kol Tam Chacham Shein Kasha Kabazal, Ein Talmud Chacham. However, the Gemara continues and is bothered that this question is not shver at all. As the Gemara continues, my kasha, and why are you bothered at all? Dilmi sarin le mekadesh tana mekadesh. Possibly, although the Tanakhama holds that the dry measurement which was used for the sarin was not niskadesh, while the tana was niskadesh, and because of this point, so the Gemara explains that in a chinami, that's not really the Gemara's question. And li kasha ha kasha, if there is a stira in the words of the Tanakhama, then the following would be the stira, as the Tanakhama stated, vafiyasu b'fnim al mutana mekadesh, that by the fact that the Tanakhama stated, one must bake the Shtei lechem and lechem aponim inside the azara. So it's muchach that the tana is mekadesh, and once the shteil lechem and lechem aponim are baked, so it has kedushas aguf. Therefore, if you would leave it overnight, the psul of lina would apply. Therefore, certainly one could not bake the shteil lechem or lechem aponim on Friday, as if they would do so, it would become possible lina, and one would not be able to use them on Shabbos, and one would not be able to place the lechem aponim on the shulchan on Shabbos. And if so, how could the tadakam state in deiches of Shabbos if psul of lina, as we just explained, if one would actually bake this bread on Erev Shabbos, then it would become possible lina. And the chayyur tanakam must hold that the baking of the lechem apana would be deiches Shabbos. And in regard to this question, that Amar Rava, that Rava stated hiksha adam kasher shu kasher gebazel uman rav sheshes, this question certainly doesn't have a response, and there is no answer to the steer in the tanakama. And before we continue, let us point out that certainly we know that the lechem apanim could not be chametz, while the shteil lechem was made out of chametz. Based on this point, so the Gemara continued that Amar Rav Ashi states, my kusha, why do you say that this is a steer in the words of the Tanakhama, as doing my b'mifim b'mokum zuzin? Possibly the Tanakhama holds the baking of the shteil lechem and lechem apanim would not be deiches to Shabbos, and even though the Tanakhama stated that the lechem apanim had to be baked inside, therefore it would seem that the oven that the lechem apanim was baked in was mekadesh lechem apanim, and they would bake the bread on Erev Shabbos, then the bread would become possible lina. However, Zok Rav Ashi, that is not what the Tanakhama meant to teach us, and Tanakhama was just teaching us when baking the lechem apanim, it had to be done in a place where they were kayanim and in a place of zrizin, and that's what the word mibufim means. The reason why the lechem apanim had to be baked by bakum zrizin and in a place where they were kayanim was in order to make sure that they were careful that the lechem apanim did not become chametz. And ayinim and first that discuss that this actually explains why the lechem apanim had to be baked by bakum zrizin. This explanation would not suffice as to explaining why the shteil lechem would have to be baked by bakum zrizin, as the shteil lechem were boys chametz and ayin shum, that some explain that they want to make sure that the shteil lechem were actually made from chametz. Ayin Rashi, if so, belina the chol menachas mishin skatcher beklin if solin v'hai kimin the ikdash me'esmo betana if so belina kaidim shi sadrenu al shulchan. And Rav Ashi wanted to explain b'makom zuzin v'loy bazar mamish elu bechutz yafu kainim zuzim shlo yachmetz. And ayin Rabbein Geshem claim v'b'mayim zuzin shiu kainim imdim al gabo b'shasaf yasan. Our Gemara now continues that really Rav is correct that this question is very difficult, and v'hadra of Ashi Barusuhi, this Teretz of Ashi is really an error, and Ayin Ritva Mesechta Bab Metzia and Daf Ayin Arafam Beis, that Le Omer of Ashi Me Oilam El Echa Mitalmid of Omer Me Atzvai Yidisham Mechlola V'ta Ubedu Al Shmai Chin Halosh Nazem Misparish Bekam Mekoymais Ayin Shom. The Gemara explains why Rav Ashi's Teretz cannot be valid, as Bimonoshach the Tanakama Toras that the Lishan Aricha is done Bechutz and Afi is done Befnim Iafi Abinan Zrizin Lishav Aricha Nami Binan Zrizin. If the baking of the shteil lechem and lechem aponim had to be done in front of kohenim, then the same should apply to the kneading and the forming of the shteil lechem and lechem aponim as well. And v'ilisha v'aricha loy bein ezuzin. And if, as the Tana Kama taught us, that lisha and richa doesn't have to be done in front of kohenim and it doesn't require ezuzin, then afia nami loy bein ezuzin. Then there should be no reason why the afia had to be done in front of kohenim. El Rav Ashi Barusi, and therefore this teretz of Rav Ashi is now valid teretz. Therefore, back to our original question and the original steer between these two memories of the Tanakama, as the Tanakama taught us Afiyasim Bifnim, and he also taught us Ve'inu Deiches Shabbos. L'maisa, the Gemara doesn't bring down a teretz to the stira, and I in two tases from the bottom of the Amid, where Taisa states V'tavra Misha Shanazu Lo Shanazu, where Taisa explains that it's not a stira, and Ein Chinami, the Tanakama actually holds that L'shasim Arichasim Echutz V'Afiyasim Bifnim, and L'fi the Tanakama Ein Chinami the Afi of the Shteil Lechem and Lechem Apanim would be Deiches Shabbos. And then there's another man, the Amid, as Chilik, and he holds Ve'inu Deiches Shabbos, Ayin and Taisis, and Ayin the Rambam were actually paskins like both of these dinim, and he paskins Lishasim Varichas Bechutz, Vafiyasim Bifnim, and he also paskins Ve'in Dechus Shabbos, and Lachur, it seems to be a steer in the words of Rambam, but the same question that we have in the Rambam, the same question that Ar Gemara asked on the Tanakama, Ayin the Lechem Mishnah in the Rambam, wants to bring a teretz to the Rambam as well as to Ar Gemara, even though the Tanakama holds that Afiyah has to be done Bifnim, he still could hold Ein Dechus Shabbos, Ayin Shom. Keep in mind that based on the way that we just explained our Gemara, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, that states Kamaseim Bifnim, that Rabbi Yehuda would have to hold that the baking of the shteil lechem and lechem aponim would be deiches Shabbos, as otherwise it would be psul of lina. Since Rabbi Shimon holds that the afia of the lechem aponim and the shteil lechem was done outside of the azara, so he would hold that the psul lina would not apply, and therefore the afia of the lechem aponim would not be deiches Shabbos. As we know, the klal of Rabbi Akiva, any melacha in the Mishkan that could have been done Me'erev Shabbos would not be able to be Deicha Shabbos. And our Gemara now continues and quotes from Mishnah that we saw the Machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and our Gemara will actually focus on the words of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, as Rabbi Yehuda Imek Kol Maseh Mifnim, as Rabbi Yehuda holds that not only was the Afiyah of the Lechem Apanim Shtei Lechem done inside the Azara, but the Lishan Aricha was also done inside the Azara. And the Mishnah also stated Rabbi Shimon Imek Lo Ilam Havirag Loim Shtei Lechem Lechem Apanim Kshiris Bazar Kshiris Bebeis Pagi, that not only was the Lishan Aricha done Bechutz, but the Afiyah was also done Bechutz. And keep in mind that our Gemara will only discuss the Shitas of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and will not discuss the Shita of the Tanakama. Once we finish the Gemara, we will get back to this point. And the Gemara now continues, Amravo Bakahano Shnei Mikra Echadashu, that the basis for the Machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is based on the way that they understood the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph that discusses a conversation between David and the Kohanim and Noiv Ear Kohanim. As we know that when David was running away from Shaul and he was very hungry, and as the Gemara will state later on, that he was Mesukin, and as Rashi points out, that he had Bulmas and he was about to die, he went to the city called Noiv, which was the area where the Bama Gedol was at that time, and it was called Noiv Ear Kohanim. David begged them for food, and as the Pasuk states in Shmuel Aleph and Perakof Aleph, Pasuk Vav, Vayan David is a Kohen, Vayemelai, Kim Isha Tzur Lanu, Kismol Shilsham Betsesi, Vayu Kliyan Aram Kodesh, Vu Derechol, Vafkeyam Yikodesh Bekali. And the next Pasuk continues, Vayitin Lay a Kohen Kodesh, Ki Loy Hoy Shom Lechem, Kim Lechem Apanam, Mustarim Mufne Hashem, Lossum Lechem Kohen, Vayemi Lachai. The Kohanim told him that we do not have any Lechem, and the only Lechem that we have is Lechem Apanim. They gave him the Lechem Apanim to eat, and we know that Shaul felt that there were Moyer B'machus, and therefore he killed out the whole city of Noiv Ear Kohanim. Rav Bakahana now explains the basis for Machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, as Rabbi Yehuda suffered B'chol Ashkechino de Ka'afilei, and Amalhu Derechol Ka'afisilei, Afkia Yimim Yikadish Bekli, Ifsilei Belina. Rabbi Yehuda understands that when the Pasuk states V'hu Derechol, the Pasuk is telling us that David HaMelech came to Noiv Ear Kohanim while they were in the middle of baking the bread for the Lechem Apanim, and it was on a Friday. Since David HaMelech held that the Tan is Mekadish Lechem Apanim, so therefore David held that they were not allowed to be baking the bread on Friday, as the Lechem Apanim would become Kaddish B'Kedush Sagov, and then the Psolina would apply, and they would not be able to place the Lechem Apanim on the Shulchan on Shabbos. Therefore, the baking of the Lechem Apanim should have really been Deicha Shabbos, and that's where Rabbi Yehuda holds Kol Maseyim Bifnim, as we see that David held that the Tan is Mekadish the Lechem Apanim. Therefore, if you would bake the bread outside of the Azara, the Psol Yotze would apply. And I am unfortunate to discuss that L'chir from this Pasuk, we only see that Afiyah has to be done inside the Azara, but L'chir, we don't have a Raya that Kol Maseyim Bifnim, as why would the Lisha and Aricha also have to be done inside the Azara, Ayin Shom? Whether Zakra B'Varu B'Kano, Rav Shimon Sava, B'Shabbos Ashkechin D'Kafulei, and Amaluhu Loi Derechol B'Islam Mevda, Midi Tana M'Kadesh Shulchan Hunu M'Kadesh, Rav Shimon hold that David HaMelech actually came to Neve Akrenim on Shabbos, and they were in the middle of baking the bread on Shabbos. Since David held that the Tana is not M'Kadesh Lechem Apanim, Lechem Apanim only become Kadesh once they go onto the Shulchan, therefore David told them that they should not be baking the Lechem Apanim on Shabbos, as it's not Deicha Shabbos, and they should have baked the Lechem Apanim on Friday. And Ayin Rashi, Midu Tana M'Kadesh, Diureim Atem Shalei Pasablina, Zok Rashi, that when David stated, Afki Ayoyim Yikadesh Bekli, he actually stated that B'Loshin Tmiya, and he meant to say, V'Afki Ayoyim Yikadesh Bekli, B'Tmiya Kamalu, V'Chi Ayoyim Yikadesh B'Tana, and do you think that if you baked it on Friday, that the Lechem would become Kadesh B'Kedush Sagov, and the Psalina would apply? And certainly by placing the Lechem in the Tana, is not Mekadesh Lechem Apanim, and as Taisa states at the bottom of the Amid, the Avgad the Inclus Shar is Mekadesh El Bezmanon, V'Zein Zmanon Be'er Shabbos, L'Divreim Kamalu, he was only stating this according to the own Shita, Ayin Shom. Agamar now continues and asks a question on the explanation of Ravo Bakana, as how could Ravo Bakana state that the basis for the Machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is based on how they would understand this Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph? Certainly when David HaMelech came to Noiv Ear Kohanim, the bread for the Lechem Apanim was already baked, and it was not in the middle of being baked. As Agamar continues and asks, that how can you say that when David HaMelech came to Noiv Ear Kohanim, he found them while they were in the middle of baking the bread? And the Shaila is, was it on Friday or on Shabbos? But we already mentioned the pasuk that states in Shmuel Aleph, "Vayitin le'akoyin kodesh ki lo yehi shom lechem im lechem apanim hamusarim lufnei Hashem." Aside from lechem apanim that was already removed from the shulchan, and if the lechem apanim was already removed from the shulchan, then certainly the new lechem apanim was already placed on the shulchan. Therefore, all of the lechem apanim for that week, as well as for the prior week, was already fully baked. And how could Rav Bakahana explain that that the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is if David HaMelech came while they were baking the bread on a Friday or they were baking bread on Shabbos. Because of this question, so the Gemara states that in the Chinami, David HaMelech came after they already completed baking the Lechem HaPanim for this week, and certainly the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon not based on that understanding of this pasuk. And as the Gemara will explain on Daf Tzadik of Avraham and Aleph, the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is actually based on their kabbalos from their Rabbeim. And our Gemara now continues to explain how to understand the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. And as the Gemara continues, Alamai Derechol de Ka'amalu, and when David HaMelech said to them that this lechem is Derechol, Achi Ka'amule, it was a response to what they initially told him. Initially, the people in Nevi Akrinim told him, Lech Lechem Kim Lechem HaPanim Musarim Mufnei Hashem, that the only bread that we have is the Lechem HaPanim that was already removed from the Shulchan, as well as the Lechem HaPanim that is currently on the Shulchan. We can't give either bread to you, as on the lechem that's on the Shulchan, that has to stay on the Shulchan, and one would be moil in that lechem. The lechem upanim was already removed from the Shulchan, can only be eaten by Kohanim, and David was not a Kohen. And in response, Amalhu said, David told the Kohanim of Noi Kohanim that you're wrong in regard to both of your tainois. As not only could I eat the lechem upanim that was already removed from the Shulchan, as certainly since the Kohanim have a right to eat the lechem, so therefore the Issa Me'ilah would not apply to the lechem upanim, and the only Issa would be that's Kachi Kachim. Certainly, since I'm in a matzav of Pekuach Tefashais, so I have a right to eat the lechem upanim. When Vizok David, Ela Filo Hechnami, that Yom Yikadish Bakali, and you even have a right to give me from the lechem upanim that was just placed on the Shulchan today, and even though the Issa Me'ilah would apply to those lechem upanim, but Havulay Delechal, we continue on that Tzadik Vav Min Aleph, Mesukin Hu, that I'm in a matzav of Pekuach Tefashais, and therefore is Deicha Kali Surim in the Torah, and as Rashi states at the top of that Tzadik Vav Min Aleph, Sha'achsoi Bulmais, Vetznami, Sha'achsoi Bulmais, Machin La'isai, Achi Ayra Ina, Vafilu B'yam Kippurim, which we learned in Mesechtes Yuma, that Pegim Min Aleph, and the English word of bulimic is similar to the word bulmais. Ayin Rabbeinu Gershom, Mesukin Hu, Sha'achsoi Bulmais, Chayli Shemariv, L'maisa, now that we prove that David HaMelech came to Nevi Akrinim after Lechem HaPanim was already baked, what is the basis for the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, Gemara Pligi, that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are being chayil based on a Kabbalah from the Rabbeim. As Rashi states, the Gemara Pligi, Ma Gomer Le Mi Rabbi, the Tan Mekadesh, Ma Gomer Le Dele Mekadesh, and Ein Rabbeinu Gershom, El Gemara Pligi, Besvara. The Gemara continues, Dekinami, I'll bring a riot, that is the basis for the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, Diktani, Rabbi Shimon, Eimel, Lo Ilum Avi Rogalema, Shtei Alechem, Alechem HaPanim, Kshiris Bazar, Vikshiris Abis Pagish, Ma'amino, since Rabbi Shimon stated that people should be accustomed to stay, that the Shtei Alechem, Alechem HaPanim, Kshiris Bazar, Kshiris Abis Pagi, so it must be that he wanted to make sure that people continue this Kabbalah, and people continue this Messiah, and therefore we see that the basis for the Machlekes is based on the Messiah. The Maisa Rashi stated, Begumar Pligi, Ma'agam, Alechem Rabbi, the Tanim Mekadesh, Ma'agam, Adloy Mekadesh, and Chiris, since Rabbi Yehuda stated, Kol Maseim Bifnim, Rashi should have also explained to us why Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Lishas and Varichas has to be done Bifnim, and Ayin and Chorinim, who discussed this point, and they explain that in the Chinam, Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the Tanakama, only the Afiyah of the Shtei Alechem had to be done Bifnim, is only the Tana that is Mekadesh Lechem HaPanim, whether since Midis Yavish is Leiniskacha, therefore the Alisha and Aricha does not really have to be done Bifnim, and really Rabbi Yehuda could agree to the Tanakama that the Alisha Aricha could have been done Mechutz, however since the Lechem HaPanim had to be made out of Matzah, so Rabbi Yehuda wanted to make sure that the Alisha and Aricha was done right next to the oven in order to make sure that the dough would not become chametz walking and traveling from the place where they kneaded and formed the dough into the Azara where they would be baking the bread. That's why when Rav Avraham Kahana spoke about our Mishnah, he only stated Shnei Mikra Echadashu as Me'ikra Adin, there's really only a two-way machlekes, as the Tanakham Rabbi Yehuda have one shita and Rav Shimon has a second shita. However, Ayin Taisiz Yontiv in our Mishnah that actually states that there is machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama Ayin Shom, and we will stop over here.